Time now for Hidden History. Today we're in Falmouth at Howlands Park Hill to visit one of Cape Cod's 8 fire towers. The Cape's fire tower network has played a major role in helping to detect fires for over a century, and today they're used in much the same way as they always have been.
One of the first fire towers actually in the country.
I meet up with Joshua Nigro, a district fire warden with the State Department of Conservation and Recreation. He says Cape Cod's large scrub oak and pitch pine forests have always been extremely combustible.
The large fires of Cape Cod and Plymouth counties has always been an issue with large fires from up to 5 to 20,000 acres. Fire was a way of life for people. So to clear your land, people would use fire to help with their cranberry crops or their bogs for blueberries and cranberries. They burn those off.
The first fire tower on Cape Cod was erected in Barnstable in 1911, in the middle of what today is the median of Route 6.
And at one time, there were thousands of fire towers across the country, and they're usually about 10 miles apart, and you could go tower to tower from Massachusetts all the way to California.
I'd love to go up, yeah.
It's your tower, you pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Josh and I climbed the 160-foot tall tower, eventually reaching the cab at the top.
So,
I'll just shut the trap door here.
Sure. What a view.
It is.
Observers spend 8 hours a day up here from March through October scanning the landscape for signs of fire. Josh's keen eye spots smoke in the distance, most likely from an illegal burn. He takes a compass reading using a large round device in the center of the cab called an alidade. Then he pulls down a large map of Cape Cod, yellowed with age, showing circular compass bearings for each tower's range. He pinpoints the smoke's location using an intersecting network of strings.
And somewhere on this line right here was that where that smoke is, right up there.
It's decidedly low-tech, the same technology fire spotters have used since the first towers were built. But back in the early part of the century, spotting a fire was only the first challenge. It wasn't until two-way radios were invented in the 1940s that observers had a way to quickly communicate to people on the ground that a fire had broken out.
Before, they didn't have the phone, so we'd have to run down the tower, down to the village store in West Falmouth to let them know.
Wow. So literally a guy would have to climb down the tower?
Some of the other towers, they would actually go down, find the nearest phone. One of the first things they would do when they had a large forest fire is they'd go down to the local high school, pull all the kids out of school, and all the kids would go help fight the fire.
It seems like it was just people factored it into the daily life, I guess, that possibility, you know, that there might be a fire and you might have to go fight it someday.
And it took a lot of manpower to be able to fight these larger forest fires.
Some, like the huge fire on the Upper Cape in 1946, could take as long as 4 or 5 days to bring under control. Firefighting technology has improved over the years, but fire towers remain a key part of the equation in a number of areas. Many states, like Pennsylvania, have begun reactivating their own network of fire towers to augment modern methods like aerial detection. On Cape Cod, fire towers have far from outlived their usefulness. In fact, they offer one of the best first lines of defense against forest fires, just as they have for over 100 years. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Falmouth.